Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to another service here from Unity Center of Light, from our home to your home. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pamela Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you the service today. And we, first of all, I would like to remind you that to join us in the Zoom service if you have not done so, which is right after this. And you can find the link to the Zoom service in your e-newsletter or your weekly update. And we look forward to seeing you there. But we're going to get started right now with Pamela.
Thanks. Good morning, Unity family, and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop the potential of their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us, far greater than anything that exists outside of us. Now let's affirm our foundation statement. Together, there is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now we will have the daily word reading for today, Sunday, September the 5th. The key word is balance, and the affirmation is, with God, I live a life of balance. Work can be a fulfilling use of my talents and efforts. I may enjoy the challenge of growing in responsibility and using my ambition to accomplish great things. But if I work too much for too long, my energy might start to wane and my thinking become dull and uninspired. Likewise, too much leisure time may rob me of motivation and pull me into a spiral of inactivity. Spiritual practices bring precious balance into my life. Through prayer, I touch eternity and feel the presence of God within. Through meditation, I focus my mind and feel calm and grounded. Through speaking affirmations, I claim divine ideas and act on inspiration. In gratitude, I find balance in God, the one presence and one power in my life. The scripture reading is Job 31:6, and it reads, "Let me be weighed in just balance, and let God know my integrity." Amen. Now we will have the message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. Actually, that daily word is right in tune with what the lesson is going to be about today. So, welcome to another service. Today we're talking about transcending no matter what the circumstances. Okay. So what does it mean to transcend no matter what the circumstances? Well, from a pure definition explanation, it is when we're able to rise above and beyond the challenging people, events, or circumstances in our lives, again, no matter what the circumstance. And it's when also we're able to exceed the limits of our thoughts and emotions about what is possible or impossible. Okay? And it's when our kindness and our compassion exceeds and rises above whatever fear, hatred, or resentment we may be experiencing. Now, from a metaphysical perspective, and I'm going to bring up a slide for this one. It says, from a metaphysical perspective, one who is able to transcend challenging circumstances rises above and beyond, becomes independent of time and space, by tapping into his or her God nature and God power. That's why I brought up it on a slide, which is wholly independent of the material universe and beyond all physical laws. So from a metaphysical perspective, a simple way to describe this would be what Jesus said, "I am in the world, but I'm not of it." In other words, I'm above all the material universe, and I'm above beyond all of its physical laws. So I venture to guess that many of us may be thinking, okay, well, that leaves me out, right? Which is what I said to myself when I began creating this lesson. But it's not so much about what we are able to do in challenging times as it is about what we're able to allow to be done through us, as is expressed in the St. Francis prayer, which is, "Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace." Okay, so we always think about what can I do? This talk is going to be more about what can I allow to be done through me. Yeah. Now, I did some more research on the St. Francis prayer, okay? And this is what I found. It says, why is peace the first attribute that St. Francis asked for? It is because without peace, how can you come to God? Without peace, there is fear. And fear is chased away by one who is an embodiment of peace. So to be an instrument of peace is to know that you are with God right now, not sometime in the future. To be in a state of peace is to feel the wings of angels around you as you walk through the world. Their wings will blow a soft breeze in the material world where suffering abides. When you feel that presence of peace, you will feel your own divine nature that has never changed nor ever will. As A Course in Miracles states, I am God. I am as God created me. All I need to do is remember who I am. Okay. And I think in the slide I actually gave the website where I got that from. I thought that was a really powerful explanation of why the first thing St. Francis said was, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Now, I know that the study of divine ways of being really tests our desire to live more fully from our spiritual self instead of our ego self. So, you know, we'll say, yeah, I want to live more from spirit. But there's really it's an incredible effort to stay focused on the spiritual ideas we've learned as opposed to getting caught up in the ego self, which is what we just naturally seem to respond to life from. So as someone said to me recently, I was having a discussion about this. He said, you know, we have lived from our personal self and personal perspective for so long, it's not easy to just let go. And as I said in last week's lesson, much of how we are is a defense mechanism that we can't imagine living without, right? But just because we may not be able to fully understand how to achieve a level of divinity that transcends the way we have been doesn't mean that it's impossible, okay? So we want to get impossible out of our thinking. No, it's impossible for me to live as Jesus talked about. It's impossible for me, to live by these spiritual principles all the time. That's kind of the first thing we want to do is get rid of that idea that it's impossible. Now, it is our work to understand how to live life with our mind more connected to God mind. That's what we're striving for, right? So when you talk about prayer, you're talking about how do I connect my mind more with God mind so that I can become that instrument, right? So God mind being the one mind in which we would have no sense of being separate from God. God being the realm of divine ideas. Right? We talked about this last week. In the realm from which flows the creative ideas we can use to heal and restore ourselves so that we can transcend any situation. And when I use the word any situation, because any is referring to whatever the level of the seven steps of consciousness we presently find ourselves on, okay? Now, at each level of consciousness, and I'm going to explain them in a minute, I'm going to review them in a minute, at each level of consciousness, we find ourselves struggling with different kinds of things. And as we move to the next level, those things we were struggling with just seem not to bother us anymore. So we're always, you know, working with the challenges we're having in life at the level that we find ourselves in. Now, as a refresher, and I'll say these levels slowly for the note takers, because some people may not have heard these. The first lowest level is herd or tribal consciousness, okay? That's where you're doing what everybody else does. The next level really came from Dr. Carl Jung, the collective unconscious. We are all connected in one mind. Then there's race consciousness, okay? Not race in terms of black, white, you know, and so forth. It's race in terms of the consciousness of the human race, that there are certain things in the human race we're all involved in together. And then you move to individual consciousness, okay? So you start to say, why am I doing that? Okay, and you begin to start breaking free of race consciousness. Then self-consciousness, you become more aware of the dynamics that are happening within you that cause you to be in the world the way that you are, okay? And then you move to spiritual consciousness and finally to the highest level, which is Christ consciousness. But what is important to understand in this spiritual journey is that we typically do not jump to the next level of consciousness until we have mastered being non-judgmental and unoffendable at the level we find ourselves in right now. Each level has people, circumstances, and events that offer us the opportunity to practice growing through and transcending those people, events, and circumstances. And when we reach a state of peacefulness in our present level of consciousness, we find ourselves awakening at the next level. With a bit more strength, faith, and courage to work through the challenges that the people, events, and circumstances at that next level will offer us to continue to grow and awaken. Okay? So I admit that this may be, you know, my way of working towards getting a grasp on what I'm trying to accomplish. Right? I think each teacher talks from their perspective about how they approach life. But as an example, I remember a project that the whole college was working on several years ago, many years ago, called mapping. And we were mapping out the academic path students would have to go through in their chosen discipline to reach their academic goals. Now, the project was very frustrating to everybody. It was a real big deal on campus. And because, it, you know, in addition to being a lot of work, the software we were using had a glitch in it. So every time you finished a particular stage of work, entering information into this system, and you saved it, when you went back to the software, it had lost all the work you did before. And nobody could figure out what was happening, you know, why that was happening. So sitting at home by myself, I figured out how to trick the software to keep it from losing the work that I had put into it. And eventually, the creators of the software found the glitch and fixed it. But by that time, I had finished my part of that project, okay, and was moving on to something else. So it's the same way with this spiritual process. We are basically mapping our way to spiritual awakening, Christ consciousness. But it seems that the software of life has a glitch in it. Because every time we think we have mastered certain situations in our lives, something else pops up that seems to delete the spiritual work that we've done. I don't know if you've had that experience. So we need to be able to trick the software. And the trick is not really a trick. What it is the power of prayer. See, prayer accesses the Creator who shows us how to fix the glitch in our physical, mental, emotional software. And it's through prayer and the use of affirmations that we can attune ourselves to God mind. God mind is the divine operating system that continuously fixes the glitch in the software of our lives. And I repeat, you access God mind through the continuous use of prayer and affirmations. And this is what creates and solidifies the divine union between you and God, all right? It is in this divine union that we become privy to the realm of divine ideas. And let me say that again because that's very important. It is in this divine union that we become privy to the realm of divine ideas that would cause our thoughts to change and transcend impossible thinking. Okay, so when you have access to this realm of divine ideas, which we're calling God, okay, the source of all of that, when you have access to that, it gives you the ability to change and transcend any impossible thinking. And we would come to know that with God, transcendence is possible. Okay. Now, in last week's lesson, we explored the revealing words explanation of prayer as being the only way to cleanse and perfect our consciousness and thus permanently heal our body. And it went on to say, we know that prayer is the most highly accelerated mind action known. It steps up the action of our mind until our consciousness synchronizes with our Christ mind. Prayer is the language of spirituality. And when fully developed, it makes the one praying a master in the realm of creative ideas, okay? And that's a whole different perspective about, I think, the way a lot of times we think about prayer. Prayer is asking God for stuff, okay? And there's nothing wrong with asking God for stuff, but there is a higher purpose to prayer. So if we think about it, prayer at this level, again, is not asking God the source for material things. rather as striving to become at one with the source of all things, okay? Being at one with the source of all things is what creates within us the unshakable foundation of faith. Just think about that. If you feel at one with the source of all things, wouldn't you have an unshakable foundation of faith? And it is where, you know, you just know God is real and active in your life and affairs. You just know it. Not because some specific good is happening in your life. We'll always say, oh, God is good because this happened or that happened. Okay, it's beyond that knowing. It's not because something material happened that you know that you're at one with God. You just know it. And it is in this knowing that transcendence happens. Okay, it is in this knowing that you can transcend whatever challenges the people, events, and circumstances in your life are giving you. Okay. It is in this knowing that you are lifted above and out of being judgmental and offendable, which puts you to the next level of the seven steps to Christ consciousness. And all is well with your soul. Okay? Again, when you feel that you, when you all of a sudden realize you're at the next level, the people, the events, the circumstances used to bother you, that you, you know, used to offend you, make you upset or any kind of way, all of a sudden you realize that you're not there anymore. You're at the next level. And as soon as you touch that next level, no matter which level it is, you begin to feel that all is well with your soul. And yes, we all have more work to do. But right now, in this moment, when we hit that next level, we know right here, right now, all is well with my soul. Okay? And in Thursday's September the 2nd, 2001, Science of Mind magazine, Ernest Holmes explains from his book, Can We Talk to God? And this is what he says about prayer. He says, prayer leads one to a place of mental acceptance, but prayer without faith is ineffectual. Okay? Faith elevates the prayer to conviction and acceptance. Where does God come in? Here's the question. Where does God come in? God already is in and does not have to come from anywhere to be anywhere. That's a powerful thing to remember. God is the entire process, both in our minds as we are thinking this is impossible, and God is in the universe answering our individual thoughts, lifting us up to possibility thinking. Right? So that is what this whole spiritual journey is about, being lifted up to possibility thinking. And not just possibility thinking in our material life, as the many, you know, life coaches will tell us, you know, all the way, way back from Zig Ziglar and Norman Vincent Peale and all of those wonderful, great folks were helping us to understand how to lift ourselves up in the material life, okay? And yes, that is important to our overall spiritual, emotional, psychological growth, okay? It is important to our need for goal setting, which is what we're very much attuned to. But what we're talking about here is about goal letting, okay? Not goal setting, but goal letting. Or more importantly, what we're talking about is goal being, okay? Meaning the spiritual path is about being the goal. Not when you reach it, but now, knowing you have already been chosen to be that which you are striving to be. Let me say that again. Knowing that you have already been chosen to be that which you are striving to be. So as we read in Scripture, John 15, 16, Jesus, you did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. And in Jeremiah 1, 5, we read, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Okay. Now, I know that scripture, you know, like that, are not always helpful when we're dealing with the people, events, and circumstances in our lives. I know you hear scripture and it's supposed to make you feel better, but what's happening in your life is so huge that a lot of times scripture doesn't help. But it is at least good to know at some level in our consciousness that the universe is aware of who you are and your life. And God is aware of the people, events, and circumstances that are causing a glitch and your life software. Okay, so even if you can't fully embrace the idea, at some level, now that you've heard it, and we've been hearing this, we can always turn to that idea of knowing that God is aware of what's going on here, and God is doing what God does, and I'm willing to let that happen. And if you're thinking then, well, where is God right now? You know, I'm going through some stuff right now. Where is God right now in this situation that I'm dealing with right now? Okay. I repeat what we read from Ernest Holmes. Where does God come in? God already is in and does not have to come from anywhere to be anywhere. God is the entire process, both in our mind as we are thinking this, that this is impossible, and God is in the universe answering our individual thoughts and lifting us up to possibility thinking. Okay? So it's important for us to remember this in our time of struggling with life and its glitches. Okay? And it's a continuous practice of prayer that expands our awareness that God is in the entire process of our lives all the time. Okay? And one of the affirmations I write in my gratitude journal every night is, I am grateful that God is first in my life, revealing to me the orderly process of my life. Okay? And what I love about that prayer affirmation is that I truly do not know where I am going. Pam could attest to that. I talk about it all the time. Okay? I know how I would like to, you know, for the rest of my life to unfold. Okay, but there's no way for me to know for sure. So this prayer affirmation kind of takes it out of my hands. But this is important. It doesn't stop me from dreaming about how I see my life and how I want my life to be. But for me, that's really how I see our life, because I have no dreams about life that do not include Pamela. So I do continue to dream, but at the same time, I remain open to God's living spirit of truth, showing me the way. Okay? Now, listen to Thomas Merton's prayer. We all are familiar with St. Francis' prayer, but I don't know how many people have really heard the Thomas Merton prayer. And it's from the book, Thoughts of Solitude. And yes, this is going to be a lot of script on the slide, but I want you to be able to read it with me, as you listen to it. So it says, "My Lord God, I have no idea where I'm going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following you, your will, does not mean that I am actually doing that. But I believe that my desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though... Let me see, even though I may not know nothing about it." That's important. "And therefore will I trust you always, even though I may seem to be lost in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone." Okay. And again, I made that a slide in case you want to go back and look at that. That is just a very powerful prayer. And the key here is understanding that so much of what God does in our lives, we know nothing about it. That's what Thomas Merton was saying. As his prayer said, "I know that if I continue to please you, you will lead me by the right road, though I may not know nothing about it." And that is the key, okay, that we're always being guided. And a lot of times we're doing things and we think we came up with that idea, you know, and it worked out so well, but we're always being guided, even though we know nothing about it. And in unity, we know that God is not a person needing to be pleased. And I want us to keep our unity mindset as we read powerful prayers like that. But rather, we know God as the ethers, the spiritual substance in which we live and breathe and have our being. And again, this emphasizes that what we read from Ernest Holmes, where does God come in? God is always in and does not have to come from anywhere to be anywhere. That is so powerful, right? And we are in the answer. We are in the answer we seek. We are in the answer that we seek. And they will be revealed to us. The answers will be revealed to our prayers to us when we truly become open and receptive to receiving them. And if you're thinking, but I'm ready to receive God's answers right now to my prayers. Well, if you're truly ready, then you are already receiving what you ask for. But as Thomas Merton said, you just do not know it. And I can hear some folks thinking, well, then how do I figure this out? Right? And believe me, when I say I have that same exact question about things in my life, you know, things that I'm trying to figure out. And some of you, if you've been in a Zoom session, have probably heard me talk about them. But I'm waiting still for those answers. But now what I'm understanding from that prayer, that those answers are unfolding, and I really don't even know it, okay? And the answer to this, you know, is one we may be, the answer to this process is one we probably get tired of hearing because I use it so often. But it does not change the fact that we must learn how to. When we're waiting for that answer, we're trying to understand what is God guiding us to do? What is God guiding us to be? There's only one verse that really hits it on the head. And it's, be still and know that I am God. Now, we know that that means, because we hear it so much, we know that it means to let go, to release, to surrender. But in doing further research on that, this phrase actually comes from a Hebrew saying, which means in order to know. All right? So you're saying, well, God, I want to know. I want to know what are the answers to my prayers. And the scripture saying, well, be still and know that I am God. And you're going, well, I don't really understand that. But from its original Hebrew, it means in order to know. So from a Hebrew perspective, we could paraphrase this verse from Psalm 46:10 as, surrender in order that you may come to know. All right? So if you're tired of hearing, be still and know that I'm God, then use the Hebrew version. Surrender in order that you may come to know, that I may come to know. Okay? Now, from an article on a site called Inspired to Faith, it explained that this scripture, Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God, means setting aside all the ways I protect myself and my pride, laying down those weapons I used, okay, to defend myself against pain and criticism. It means turning my back, listen, on all the tokens of materiality I have allowed to have power over my life, okay? Now, those tokens of materiality, you got to figure out what those are for yourself. Where you say, or what, if I didn't have this, I'd be in trouble. You know, those kind of things. Those things that we allow to have power over our lives. And he goes on and says, as we know by now, none of this is easy. Okay? None of this is easy. This is a lifelong process. Right? Now, and again, in today's Science of Mind, today, September 5th, this is from Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. And it talks about how she deals with this lifelong process. Okay? She says, for me, becoming isn't arriving somewhere or achieving a certain aim. I see it instead as forward motion, a means of evolving, a way to reach continuously towards a better life.
Better self.
A better self, thank you. The journey doesn't end, okay? Now, you know, we typically hear these ideas from a spiritual perspective, but Michelle Obama is sharing the same thing with us, okay? So I'm going to end with this affirmation. Again, this is from Friday Science of Mind magazine, September 3rd, 2021. Okay? And it says, I receive the direct revelation of the divine plan of the universe for my life. It flows through me and expresses as me. I trust that my steps are God's steps, knowing it is all God in my life. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So as we always do in unity, let's close our eyes gently and just for a few moments be in the stillness. In this time of meditation, we invite you to still your mind, quiet your heart, and open your spirit to the truth within. Take in a deep breath. Just hold it for a few seconds and then breathe out slowly. Consciously slowing your breathing with each breath helps you to become even more at ease and relaxed. I ask you to take the following words as your very own. My body becomes more relaxed, and my mind becomes clearer and more focused. I renew my mind, and I am transformed. I claim my divine identity and acknowledge my oneness with God. All that God is, I am. Perfect peace fills my heart as I rest in this truth. Limiting thoughts, though familiar, perhaps even comforting, no longer have power over me. I turn my attention from any negative or distracting energies and focus on new potential and unlimited possibilities. Embracing the work of inner change, I am transformed. I am a spiritual being with great power and great responsibility. With courage and confidence, I step into a new way of thinking and a new way of being. Divine wisdom, power, and order are made real as I choose thoughts, words, and actions that bring forth only good. I am transformed. My mind is renewed, and I live the highest truth of perfect harmonizing, unifying love for myself and all others. So now it is time to make our journey to the secret place of the Most High. And as we enter, or before we enter, we realize that we must let go. Whatever things are on your mind that are not serving you, whatever circumstances happened to you today, this morning, or yesterday, any baggage that you've been dragging around, this is the physical baggage I'm talking about, allow all these things to pass from you and step out into a new way of being. So without the sound of my voice, use this time to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still in the presence of God. This sacred truth inside, which is spirit, takes hold deep within my spirit as I gently bring my attention to this now moment. We join you in affirming your transformation and your divine identity. We say amen in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ, and so it is and forever shall be. When you are ready, come back to your surroundings. Amen.
That was wonderful. This is the time we open our hearts and minds to allow some of the treasure that flows into our lives will flow into our spiritual home. And we always share that we are so thankful for the continuing support of Unity Center of Light. We hope that these virtual services are, you know, satisfying and helping you really to touch your spirit and your soul. Right now, we do feel that this is the safest way to do this. Each week, we're hearing of churches, Unity churches and others, where they had to stop the service because of COVID in the church. So, you know, we want to continue to keep us safe as we keep monitoring this and deciding when is the safest point to come back. But in this time, you know, you've been keeping us going, keeping Unity Center of Light Road moving forward, and we're very, very thankful for that. So we ask you to take your offering in your hand or in your mind, and let's affirm our offering blessing together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen. All right. And now you have some light notes.
Yes. Light notes for Sunday, September the 5th. Unity Wild World Ministries invites us all to join friends around the world in prayer to affirm this year's theme, All is Well with My Soul. Participate in the opening ceremony on September the 8th at 7 p.m. and then throughout the day on September the 9th to restore inner peace and nourish your inner being. Please check your updates and e-newsletter for details. The Unity Book Club will meet for discussion of the book, The Politics of Love by Marianne Williamson, Sunday, September the 12th at 1 p.m. This year in October, we are celebrating our church anniversary of 30 years. We are seeking your help in choosing a virtual way to celebrate this occasion. Please write your ideas in the chat or you can send it on to the church office. Thank you in advance for sharing your ideas with us.
Okay, so we want to share one other thing that's going on. This is the Fillmore Challenge, right? It's a spiritual practice, which, you know, we're very much into practicing our spiritual principles. And what the practice is, look at down the box, is challenge yourself to go for 24 hours following this statement above. Never make an assertion, no matter how true it may look on the surface, that you do not want to see manifest in your life, all right? So you want to reflect on that quote. Never make an assertion, no matter how true it may look on the surface, that you do not want to see manifest in your life, okay? That's from Charles and Merle Fillmore. So again, challenge yourself to go for 24 hours following the statement for a full day. See if you can only affirm things you want to manifest in your life. If you slip, right, thank you, the clock resets and you begin your next 24-hour challenge again. So that's a practice for the week,
yes.
All right, that we're sharing with you. All right, so we are now going to
bless the path.
Right.
So we will bless the path that we each will walk this week. We're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto. I go forward in the Spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous. And I am grateful.
Now we can do our prayer for protection.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. Well, we are very thankful for you being with us today, going through this service. We look forward to you being in the Zoom service where we've got some great music, possible discussion of the lesson, and just get a chance to chat and hear from your other Unity folks. So with that in mind, we look forward to seeing you then. Otherwise, have a wonderful week. All right.
Bye-bye.